Where do I go from here? Discusses the journey of coming to realizations about important topics in life that others can resonate with. The journey of self-development, whether mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and professionally, are our topics of discussion. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show. This is Where Do I Go From Here? Hi, friends. Welcome back to Where Do I Go From Here? Episode 5, Note to Self, Talk to Me Nice. Before I jump into this week's episode, I wanted to say thanks again for sticking with me this far. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please leave me a 5-star review and follow Where Do I Go From Here wherever you get your podcast. Reviews allow others to find Where Do I Go From Here, so thanks again, and let's jump into this week's episode. Lately, I've been working on speaking to myself positively. And not just affirmations, which are very necessary, but just in an everyday way. Telling myself, good job, or you did that, goes a long way in my day-to-day, and apparently it fosters success, according to the article, The Right Way to Speak to Yourself by Peter Bregman. In the article, Peter uses an example of how a first grade teacher spoke to her students while he visited the class. He mentions how the teacher encouraged the students when they got an answer wrong, and that kept them motivated to answer the next question and the next one. Peter says, quote, "We've all heard the notion that we are our own harshest critic. But shouldn't we treat ourselves with at least the same respect shown by a first grade teacher toward her students? Why don't we? Possibly, it's because we grow up in an academic setting that emphasizes critique over admiration. Perhaps it feels arrogant, unseemly even, speak to ourselves with effusive praise and positivity that Dorit spoke to her class. It might even feel dangerous to go easy on ourselves. If we did, maybe we wouldn't accomplish anything at all. Maybe we'd devolve into laziness," end quote. After reading this, I realized I do not talk to myself nicely. I don't congratulate myself for the small wins, and what I could have done better is always amplified in my head. The negative is always highlighted in my head as if I'm making sure not to forget it. And this was normal for me. It felt normal. But after reading this article, I thought, what if you spoke to yourself how you spoke to others? And I'm generally a really encouraging and non-judgmental person. I pick people up and make them feel good. So why isn't that normal for me to do for myself? And why does it feel like I'm doing myself a favor by highlighting the negative as if I'm trying to make myself the most perfect version of myself in the worst way? And then I thought, what if someone highlighted your mistakes or downfalls like you do? You'd be quick to defend yourself. So why don't you keep that same energy for yourself? So I started mentally celebrating my small wins. I ride my stationary bike for 10 minutes a day. Yes. I did all my laundry and my daughter's laundry in one day. Let's go. I solidified my podcast topic for a week and recorded in one day. I did that. Literally congratulate yourself any chance you get, because the way I see it, the world has a way of tearing you down. And there's always something waiting to remind you of something you're not or some way you're not. So do yourself a favor and build yourself up so no one or nothing can tear you down. And I'm going to leave you with this quote by Queen Bee herself. I don't like to gamble, but if there's one thing I'm willing to bet on, it's myself. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and see you next week. Bye, y'all. Where Do I Go From Here is an Audio One production. Where Do I Go From Here was created and written by me, Deja, and edited by Audio One. If you love the podcast and want to support me in other ways, you can shop Fashion Is My Chocolate Style Studio on fashionismychocolate.com. Fashion Is My Chocolate Style Studio is home to a curated collection of contemporary women's clothing and accessories. You can also shop True Herbal Connection on trueherbalconnection.com. True Herbal Connection is home to ultra comfy basics for the herbal connoisseur. If you have a story suggestion or topic you would like me to discuss, please fill out the form in the show notes, or you can go to Where Do I Go From Here podcast on Instagram and click the link in my bio. Thank you so much, and see you next week.